Welcome to another episode of the Flossert podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Corenda, and today we are taking you behind the scenes of Flossert's new logo and visual identity. Joining me is the designer who helped bring this new look to life, Jonathan Tiesmeyer. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for being here today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, as part of our new brand story, we've also updated our company logo. The updated logo is more accessible, offering barrier-free visibility for everyone, while clearly conveying what Flossert does and stands for. Jonathan, what was your first impression when you learned about our organization and this rebranding project?
Oh, I think I had a really good first impression, because right from the start, I felt a lot of trust in me and the process and the project. So I think we had a really good start, and the relationship between the client and the designer is very important for a successful project. And we had that from the start.
What inspired the overall concept and direction for the new logo?
For me, the best inspiration is a strong strategy, and you had that already in, in the brand strategy. That was really good starting point. And then we had a workshop with some of your colleagues. And that was a really good foundation too, because I gathered ideas from you. So that was a really good source of inspiration.
Some elements of a brand become recognizable over time. Which elements of the previous logo did you feel were important to preserve?
Yeah, I really like the idea of the old logo, the two hands that are working together. It's a strong symbol. And we wanted to keep something of that. So we kept the hand, but developed it a bit further and changed it a lot too. So, but the hand is really important.
And the new logo includes other meaningful visual elements. Can you explain what they represent?
Yeah, first, as I mentioned, the hand, it's for the human touch, maybe. I think that's really a distinguishing part of your company, and that's really important for the brand. And then we have the check mark, which is also the thumb and the index finger of the hand. And there's a, I think, maybe a funny story, because I really didn't like the idea of having a check mark in the logo. That was an idea from the workshop. But I thought, no, it's so obvious and generic. So as a certifier, a check mark is a bit boring. But when I combined it with the fingers, and now it's a hand and a check mark, I think now it's something more special and something that's fit for the brand as well. Then we have the other three fingers that are not the check mark. It's also an F, which is lying on the side, and that's for Flossert.
One of the most noticeable changes in the new logo is the color palette. We moved away from green and silver towards something much bolder. Can you explain your approach for the colors?
Yeah, we got a bit more serious, I think. The new main color is called Deep Iris. And that's a color between a dark blue and a dark purple. So I think it's really fitting, because the blue is for reliability and trust. And that's important factors of Flossert's work. But giving the color a bit more of red, so it's a bit purple touch, that stands for the human touch, of for the warmth and the humanity in the background. So.
And accessibility was also a key consideration in the redesign process.
Yeah, we really worked on that. So every color had enough contrast to the other ones, so everybody can read and see what we are saying.
Jonathan, we've explored the strategy and the thinking behind the redesign, but I'm curious about something more personal. Do you have a favorite detail in the logo?
Yeah, I think so. I think my favorite detail would be the rounded edges of the fingers. That's because in the first draft or in the early drafts, we had sharp edges, and that was a bit too rough and not so friendly as it looks now. And I think to change that was really important for the overall feeling of the brand and the the new logo.
And finally, what do you hope people feel when they see the logo for the first time?
Yeah, I don't think people have to say, wow, that's a cool new logo. Maybe they can. But for me, more important is when they think about it as a really fitting logo for the whole brand. So, yeah, for me, it's most important that it's appropriate
for what we do,
for the company and what you do, and that the whole picture is round in the end.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining and for taking us behind the scenes of the redesign process.
Thank you.